Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eskom has run out of cash to buy diesel, which is the only backup when coal-fired units go offline. So brace yourselves for extreme levels of power cuts not yet experienced in the country. Yesterday, the utility offered a few hours of reprieve before announcing stage 4 and 5 cuts until further notice. Meanwhile, the presidency says work is underway to stop the power disruptions, having seen 162 days with cuts, making it the worst year in terms of load shedding. S&P Global Ratings has maintained its positive outlook on South Africa as the agency expects that a net external creditor position and the implementation of some structural reforms leading to an easing of economic pressures. S&P in May upgraded its outlook to positive from stable, citing an improved fiscal trajectory. The agency now says higher than expected government revenue had supported the fiscal position this year, but that pressures remain, so a positive outlook was maintained. On the markets, financial shares led by Old Mutual finishing the JSE's week off positive. The All Share in the top 40, both up 0.2% at Friday's close to 72,576 and 66,227 respectively. Wall Street also pushing into a positive close to the week after mixed reactions on the lower inflation outlook. The Dow and the S&P 500 up 0.5% and the Nasdaq flat at the close. In Europe, London's FTSE ending the session up 0.5%. With Chinese COVID numbers surging, the zero COVID policy is likely to stay, so markets subdued in Asia. Hong Kong down 2.5%, Tokyo flat, and Sydney down 0.25%. The rand steady against the dollar, although the latest power cut news may see it under pressure early in the week. It's now 17.31 to the greenback, 20.51 to pound sterling, and 17.83 to the euro, softer against the dollar at 102.98. Gold at $1,745, platinum at $977, Bitcoin down 1.5% to $15,996, and a barrel of Brent crude softer at $87.86.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.